Now a large flowering tree, shiny leaves, big white flowers, leaves a prickly seed pod about the size and shape of a cucumber. Are you familiar with that?
No, I don't believe I am.
Large flowering tree, shiny leaves, big white flowers. See quite a few of them, I think, in around Georgia.
I think I saw them, but I can't think of what they're called.
Yeah.
Yeah, magnolia. Yeah.
There you go.
I can't speak that very good.
All right. Now, here we go to something different. If a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind, she says, I must ask
my husband.
All right. And the man would say, I must ask
my wife.
All right. The woman who's lost her husband is called a
widow.
All right. The man who's... Now, you're not a man. I'm talking to a man now, but if a man said, the man whose son you are is called your...
father?
All right.
Or daddy?
Right. All right. Yeah. There would be perhaps some familiar terms or some pet terms that we would use or something like that. What did you call your father?
Dad.
And are you familiar with any other terms that people use too?
Well, some people says papa and daddy. I think that's most of what people here says, either daddy or dad. Or,
all right, and what about his wife? Or what about your mother? Were there any other terms you used to?
Well, when we was little kids, we said mammy instead of mama or mother.
All right. Let's see. Your father and mother together are called your...
mother and daddy.
But I mean, together, you refer to them as your...
parents.
Now, your father's father is called your...
grandfather.
Right.
Or grandpa.
Right. Those are affectionate terms that we sometimes use. And his wife would be your...
grandma.
And affectionate terms might be...
grandmother.
Your sons and daughters are called your...
children.
Right. And names people use instead of children?
Kids, young ones.
A pet name for a child. You say he's a cute little...
boy?
All right. A name a child's known by just in the family. It might be a... I guess I use that term, that name for children. But that's what I didn't know. All right, now, something on wheels that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down.
Something
on wheels. And the baby can lie down. And you can...
stroller?
All right, fine. Now, put the baby in the carriage and go out and wipe the baby. What would you call it? You put the baby in the carriage and you go out and...
walk the baby?
All right, fine.
Ride it.
Right, fine. All right, let's see. If you were talking about your children and their ages, you'd say, if Sally was came first, you'd say Sally is the...
oldest.
All right. And because besides oldest, you might speak of her in terms of being...
the youngest.
All right. Your children are your sons and...
daughters.
Very good. Your children are boys and...
girls.
Now, if a woman is going to have a child, you say she's...
pregnant?
All right, fine. Are there any other terms?
I'm going to have a baby.
All right. I can think of a time when I was thinking of two besides that. That's what I wanted you to say. So I was thinking two of terms that people used to say way back a few years ago when they didn't use the word pregnant and they used terms that were... described it in different
with
ways.
Child.
Right, that sort of thing.
And they something else too, but I don't remember. Yeah.
Acting or something like that. It's silly. The woman's going to have a baby, she's pregnant. That's the way it is, all right?
She's going to have a baby, she's going to have a baby.
That's right.